The former Golden Harvest grocery building on Coon Street sits nearly empty as the store finishes a move to a new building more than twice as large. Golden Harvest owner Timothy Konjerski says until now the store was bursting at the seams.
We had aisles that were not even quite 3 feet wide in some places here. We couldn't fit in here. Our customers couldn't fit. The parking lot was too full. We had to get out of here. It was not a choice.
But what was too small for one operation is a huge upgrade for another, in this case, the Rhinelander Food Pantry. It will provide a welcome 50% more space and allow for more storage, a seating area, and better workflow.
We should have room to actually pull a pickup truck right inside through this door so that we can unload inside instead of now we're unloading outside in the rain.
As Rhinelander Food Pantry Director Guy Hansen explains, there is still a lot of work to be done.
The major renovation is going to be to put a new roof on and put insulation in the roof. That's done first. The major work on the inside will be to put the wall up to separate the storage area from the distribution area.
The building project still needs state approval because it involves structural changes. Hansen says that should come next month. The Rhinelander Food Pantry has almost reached its capital campaign goal of $150,000 to help pay for the building. It's also received a matching grant from the USDA for up to $26,000 in equipment, like shopping carts, tables, and pallet movers. The food pantry hopes to move into the new building in October. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.